Interesting game tomorrow. Number two of the season for the Runnin' Rebels. Prairie View A&M is in town. Byron Smith is the coach, and he gives us a couple minutes here with Steven Adam in Vegas on this Tuesday. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
We are good. Thanks for being patient while we got through some Jerry Jones stuff and some NFL stuff. I don't know if you know what's going on here in Vegas with the NFL, but yesterday we had the groundbreaking for the Raiders, so crazy times here now in Sin City.
I understand. It's a good time there.
Yeah. Well, you're a guy who is more than familiar with Houston, and Houston is a much bigger town, but that's a town that over the years has made an amazing transformation in terms of infrastructure and teams, right? I mean, that city has grown. You were in school, what, 89 to 91? And, I mean, you can attest to the fact that city has exploded.
It has. It was there, you know, kind of the post-5 summer jam, or kind of the forgotten time at U of H. I was there. but it has grown by leaps and bounds. Obviously, you know, the Rockets, one of the two back-to-back championships in 93, 94, you know, the city was just on fire with excitement. And, you know, steadily right now looking for other champions. And we just had the Astros win the World Series. So, great sports town and, you know, always looking, you know, to improve and get better, you know, in terms of, you know, reputation. So it's a good place to live, and it's a great sports town with a lot of great, great, great fans.
Let's talk about your team and the job. You took over at the end of two seasons ago, and then last year was your first full season. Good season. You finished third in the conference, and you actually had one of the leaders on the team was a familiar face to UNLV fans, right, at point guard?
We did. We had Daquan Cook for a little bit. You know, he was there, did a nice job. For us, had some family issues going on, so he ended up having to take a leave of absence, but he didn't make it back with us. But he did a nice job while he was there. And, you know, obviously with, you know, getting Daquan, and that kind of led us to get, you know, another former player that we have on our current roster, who was a walk-on at UNLV 2 years ago, Austin Starr, who's doing a nice job for us right now. So Daquan kind of got it started, and Austin is kind of the current guy right now that's, you know, giving us some good minutes. So Vegas has been pretty good to us.
Yeah. So talk about why you're interested in bringing on Austin Starr.
Well, I mean, Austin is a high, high character kid, first and foremost. He sports the highest GPA on our team right now. We knew that that's what we were getting. He comes from a great family. Dad is a former coach at UNLV back during the Jerry Tarkanian early years. And he's just a great kid. He's a hard worker. You know, he's a basketball junkie. He spends all his time in the gym or in the classroom. So, you know, and you know you can never have too many guys that can shoot the basketball. And he can really stretch the floor and do a good job. So, you know, he's getting acclimated, you know, to our system. He did a nice job last night against Oregon. You know, had 11 points off the bench last night. So, you know, we're looking for him to continue to add value and get better as we move forward with our season.
So I want to talk about the Utah and the Oregon games here in just a second. We're talking to Byron Smith, a coach at Prairie View. Let's talk about the prospects coming into the season, because you have one of your better players back, but you did lose a lot from last year, so you had to go out and kind of piece this team together pretty quickly, right?
Yeah, we did. We lost two starting guards who were you know, leaders and extensions of the coaching staff on the floor. So our leading scoring, Tevin Ballinger, graduated, and Jenonte Blake, our point guard. So, yeah, you do have to kind of piece it together. But I think we brought in some nice pieces, some guys that are still trying to fit in. But I think, you know, after a while they get their feet under them, I think they're going to do a nice job. And we're looking forward to having a really nice season.
What did you think of the first two games?
I thought they were brutal. They were about what we expected.
Yeah.
The Pac-12 is a tough conference, and you know, obviously Utah with a great coach in Larry Kostuviak, and you know, what can you say about Oregon being a, you know, Final Four team from last year? So we anticipated those teams to be, you know, very tough. I think both teams lost guys to the NBA, but you know, great teams, they maintain consistency, and you know, they just, you know, they don't rebuild, they reload. So I think Oregon has done that. Utah is going to be a pretty good team more towards the middle to the end of the season, I think. But they were very, very tough, formidable, and you know, they were who we thought they would be.
How good was Troy Brown? He's a local who went to Oregon.
I think, you know, and I don't think anyone cares about my opinion, but I think he's an NBA player, and I don't think it's going to be 4 years. That's just kind of what we saw with his length and his versatility And, you know, just talking to the coach, he's a very hard worker. He seemed like a very humble young man. So I think he's going to be an NBA player. He did a nice job against us last year. Well, he did a last night. He did an unbelievable job. He was tough to guard, and we didn't have an answer for him. So I think the sky's the limit for him if he continues to work hard and stay hungry and humble. I think he's going to be a nice player moving forward.
So you mentioned playing Oregon last night. Give us the details on this road trip. What's the travel been like?
Travel's been great. You know, it's been tough. You know, we're just going from city to city. You know, you kind of feel like the Globetrotters, you know. But it's a good experience for our players. You know, some of our guys have never had a chance to go around and travel and go to some of the places. So it's an educational experience, and also playing against some of the top competition. I think it helps your program bond, and these guys spend a lot of time together for 13 days, 14 days. It helps them bond in jail, and I think it helps our chemistry moving forward. So there's a lot of positives that go along with the tough schedule and maybe not winning as much as you would like, but there are some positives, you know, to help you ball club for later in the year.
So UNLV opened with Florida A&M, and they were in a back-to-back. And we were talking about, hey, concerns about playing back-to-back. Is it concerning? I mean, you're playing 2 out of 3 days. Can you see the wear and tear on the kids, or do you look at it like, come on, they're 18 to 23 years old. They can play back-to-back or 2 out of 3 days.
You know what, on both sides, I think those are strong points. You go through a very tough, you know, preseason. You got about 5 to 6 weeks to get ready for the season. And these guys are beating up on each other every day. So they get an opportunity to go out and play against, you know, some fresh blood. They're excited. But, you know, again, you know, with their youth, and we have young guys, you know, I tell them all the time, back when I played, you know, I would eat glass to get on the court to be able to play and compete. So, you know, and all these young guys want to make it in the NBA. So we talk all the time about back-to-backs and things like that. So right now they're still fairly fresh, but after a couple more days, a couple games, you may start to see a little wear and tear. But, you know, we've got some friendly reminders that, you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. And that's why we condition, and that's why we work on our nutrition to be able to stand the test of tough times. So I think we'll be fine in that regard. I really do.
Coach, you mentioned Las Vegas has been good to you on the recruiting circuit. You guys are here to play UNLV tomorrow and then play here again Monday and Wednesday. Are you guys here the whole time? And what's that like as a team to spend some time in Las Vegas during the season?
Yes, we will be here for 9 days. And, we're going to have some downtime. And, you know, we're going to go over to Austin's, his parents' house, to spend have a team dinner. You know, and again, you know, you're going to do some different things to try to build chemistry and talk. And, you know, the interesting thing about it, you know, when you recruit kids from all over, you don't have a lot of time for those kids to get to know each other off the court, you know, in terms of, you know, likes, dislikes, you know, what motivates them, pain, things that are bothering them. I mean, I think it gives you a chance to bring your team closer together where they can kind of learn each other. So, you know, I'm going to spend a lot of time and some team bonding things and maybe get around to see the city a little bit. Maybe not the strip, but maybe go out and see the outskirts of Vegas a little bit and see some of the nice neighborhoods. And, you know, Austin will probably give us a tour, you know, of Las Vegas. And, you know, that way we can have a better feel for where we are.
That is Byron Smith, head coach at Prairie View A&M, getting ready to play UNLV tomorrow night. You mentioned the Globetrotters earlier, which I thought was interesting because you spent time as coach of the Globetrotters. What is like the game film breakdown when you're coaching the Globetrotters?
Well, it was interesting, you know. And, you know, I make a joke all the time. You know, I talk about some of the different places I've played, but it seems like everyone looks at that column where I worked with the Globetrotters, you know, years back, and that always comes up. You know, I don't feel special in any way because, you know, I wasn't, you know, one of the main people or anything like that. But, you know, I was there. I had a chance to move around and travel a little bit, try to kind of get that experience. It was good. I mean, it was good. It was, like I said, a learning experience. You know, you can't say that you've been part of, you know, one of the most recognized organizations, you know, in the world, in the history of sport. So that makes you feel, you know, pretty good. But getting a little older now, getting a little senior, I don't remember as well as I used to, but I do know that it was a lot of fun. We didn't pay for much. Most things were on the house, food and things like that, so I enjoyed that part of it. But it was a good experience. I had a chance to meet some good people and learn the history. So it was a good experience, you know, while I was there.
A lot of pressure to keep that winning streak going.
Yeah, you know, that's what they always talk about, you know, it's just winning, winning, winning. And, you know, if you don't win, then, you know, there could be some problems. So Mr. Jackson, who was the owner at the time, yeah, he was a, who was just inducted to the Hall of Fame, by the way. It was a nice accomplishment for him. But, yeah, he always reminded you that the tradition is to win. You know, I won't say at all costs, but, you know, you better win that basketball game if you want life to be okay for you.
7 o'clock start tomorrow. Prairie View A&M is in town. Byron Smith is the coach. What do you know about the running Rebels roster?
Well, I know they've got, you know, one guy that's obviously been, you know, designated to be an NBA player, and from watching film, I can understand why they think that. And you know, there's another young man who I'm very impressed with, Mr. Houston, the JUCO All-American. I mean, those guys are very, 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 very good basketball players. I think across the board they've got talent all the way. And they just, you know, just from kind of watching film a little bit, I know they only played for one game. Seems like they want to kind of bring it back, get back to the Tark era, you know, where it was a lot of fast break and slam dunks and intense defense and things like that. And I think that's what the community and the town has been wanting for a while. And I feel like Coach Mendes is, you know, kind of got them going in that direction. So they've got size, they've got length, they've got shooters, they've got, you know, athletes. I mean, they are, you know, they're a formidable opponent. And like I say, you know, anyone who comes in here, you know, is going to have their hands full. And we know we definitely do. So we're going to have to be at our best to have a chance. And, you know, and that's what we're preparing for now, to be at our best on tomorrow night.
You mentioned Houston, and he's made a good transition already in an exhibition game and a regular season game. And you're a guy who spent time playing junior college basketball. You go to Houston, you were great. You averaged, like, you know, 16 and a half, 17 points a game in your 2 years. You had an instant impact. Are JUCO players different than they used to be? Because we don't see the JUCO level mind as much as it was in the past. Is it different now, or are there still gems out there that you can bring into a program and have instant impact?
I think it's, you know, pretty much, you know, kind of still the same. You know, okay. You just have to look a little deeper, a little harder. You know, you find that guy that can come in and impact right away. And you have two types of guys in junior college. You have ones that hit it right away, and you have some that, you know, may take a while, may take a half a year, may take a year. But I think it's still pretty much the same. And, you know, we pretty much hit the JUCO circuit a lot, you know, just because we're trying to get there a little faster than some programs. And it's been good to us thus far, like I said, having players, you know, across our roster pretty much from junior college. So it's been good to us. So I see a lot of similarities from back when I played and that have recruited, you know, over the last, you know, 10 to 12 years. I see a lot of the same.
Very good deal. We appreciate a couple minutes, and we'll see you out there tomorrow night. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
There you go. Coach Byron Smith, Prairie View. A&M was an outstanding player, late 80s, early 90s for the Houston Cougars, 6'3 guard, and went on, as Adam mentioned, to spend a year or two coaching the Harlem Globetrotters. Before that, had played internationally, also as bench time next to Clyde Drexler, next to Mark Turgeon, next to Billy Gillespie. So, school just outside of H-Town, Prairie View.